prove if you ain't got no fight. The power of persevering. When we're persevering, you know, perseverance by its very nature is going to have, you know, part of the issue is you're going to get tired. Yeah, because persevering takes energy. if it weren't something that's taxing on our energy resources, it wouldn't be perseverance. Persevering requires energy. And anytime we are continually putting out energy, at some point we're going to get tired. Here's the thing. Tiredness can come for any number of reasons. Sometimes it comes to let us know it's time to rest. Sometimes tiredness comes because we've moved beyond the place of just needing rest and we're burned out. And we don't just need rest. We've got to stop. And sometimes when it comes to persevering, when it comes to dealing with opposition, when it comes to dealing with difficulties, if we allow ourselves to get to the point where we are so tired that we just want to quit, we've gotten too tired. Don't let it get that far. Instead, recognize that the same way we need to let our bodies rest from time to time, we need to let our souls rest. We need to let our minds rest. We can't just keep pushing and pushing emotionally, keep pushing and pushing mentally, always trying to figure this out, always trying to figure that out, always trying to muster up the courage we need to do this, muster up the emotional energy we need to do that. At some point, we've got to slow down, stop, rest. Physically, we need to let our bodies rest. We don't need to be exercising all day, every day. We need to let our minds and our emotions rest. Sometimes it's all about playtime. Sometimes instead of just working, we know you're passionate about the mission, and that's good, but you need to leave the mission alone from time to time and just play. Whatever is a good way for you to play, basketball, tennis, horseshoes, you name it, play, just play. Pull out 3 or 4 of your favorite CDs or buy some new music. You heard one jam on the radio the other day. I wonder what that CD sounds like. Go on out and buy 3 or 4 of them. This artist, that artist, this artist. Artists you haven't played before. Put them on your stereo at the house and just kick back and enjoy the music. Just play. You and your spouse go out to the park and just spend the whole day with your Gatorade, your Kool-Aid, your lemonade, whatever aid you want to take. Your recliner chairs, your lounge chairs, your umbrella, and just enjoy some fun in the sun, laughing with each other, dipping your feet in the water by the lake, the pond, wherever you're going, and just play for a while. Just spend some time playing, relaxing, resting. Then that'll give you the ability you need to be rejuvenated so that you can gain more strength to persevering, more strength to persevere again, to get back to persevering. You can't wear yourselves out. At some point, you've got to say, hey, you know what? This has been going on for quite some time now, and I'm not going to change it by burning myself out, so let me just kick back for a while. Rest. I mentioned earlier that it is so important to love and to forgive, to love and to forgive, to love and to forgive. Man, I tell you, I know what it is. I guess for, I don't know, 2-3 years now, maybe longer, I've had this strong desire to meet and shake hands with someone with whom the relationship wasn't the best. Sent the note of confession and apology. I still want to meet the person. Shake hands. Because I tell you, I really care about the person. Even though we've never had a conversation, I care about the person. It's good when we allow our Creator to put in us what we need to care about people. Love, forgive, these empower us to keep moving forward. You'd be surprised. In fact, think about it sometime. When you can get still and get quiet for a while, I want you to think about an instance where someone had done you wrong. And maybe they really hurt you. I mean, they really, really hurt you. No, I mean, we're talking some serious pain, deep pain that lasted a while. Days, weeks, months. Pain because of what they did to you. And think about how, just try to recall this whole issue of, you know, how you responded inwardly, even if you never said anything to the person. You were bitter. I want you to think of a time when you were bitter towards someone. You were angry at them. And I mean, you just stayed angry for a while, weeks, maybe months, some of you maybe years. And pay close attention to how you were feeling on the inside while you were holding that grudge. Then think of an instance where someone did you wrong and you quickly forgave them. And I mean truly forgave them. I don't mean you just went through the motions. I don't mean, you know, like so many times humans do, people do, we just go ahead and say, because we know we should forgive, we say, hey, I forgive you. When deep down inside, we're just as angry and bitter. We have not forgiven. No, I'm talking about when we've really forgiven. We have truly let that person off the hook. No grudge, no bitterness. And we truly want what is best for that person. And what they did, even if they never issued an apology to us. Some of you may recall, I've shared with you before, do not wait for someone to come to you and admit they're wrong and apologize to you, because typically speaking, it just doesn't happen. Generally speaking, it does not happen. Most people will not go to someone, confess they're wrong, apologize for it, mean all of it. Most people just don't do that. Don't wait for that. I'm just saying, whether you receive an apology or not, a confession of wrongdoing or not, you determined you were going to forgive that person, and you did. You truly let them off the hook. Compare what was going on inside of you as you were holding a deep grudge against someone to how it felt inside, what was going on inside of you when you had truly forgiven. Wasn't it much more beautiful? What was going on inside you? Wasn't it much more beautiful when you let that person completely off the hook? And then you had more energy to persevere through other situations. We're talking about the power of persevering.